Well, this is something that we didn't expect and came to all our community members as a shock. We don't know exactly what it is, just from what we hear from the media, it just became a shock.
Now, prior to the recent revelations, how much was known of Robel within the Ethiopian community in Boston?
Robel lives in Cambridge and went to school in Cambridge. He was born in Cambridge. I know his mother. She's a single mother and a very good kid, good academically. And his mother has taken care of him very well, and he was able to go to one of the best universities here in Dartmouth at the University of Massachusetts.
I understand that while he is of Ethiopian descent, Robel is in fact a U.S. citizen. Did he participate in any of your association's activities?
Not I remember of. I mean, he was going to school full-time. And he was not involved in any of the activities that we have here at the Ethiopian Community Mutual Assistance Association.
You noted that Robel attended the prestigious Cambridge Ringe and Latin School for high school and then on the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth for a while. What factors do you think may have influenced him to allegedly involve himself in any way with the aftermath of this bombing?
I really can't say much about that because it is something, a charge that is brought, and unless it is proven in the process of the court, it's very hard even to think about it for me.
Of course, indeed, the allegations against him at this point are just that, allegations, and that
right.
Until proven guilty in a court of law, of course, he's presumed innocent. Is there any concern among the community that the very fact that someone of Ethiopian heritage is being investigated in a terrorism-related case, that may form a sort of a cloud of suspicion on the community in general?
This is just a surprise for all of us. And Ethiopians in general are very hard-working people. We all have kids. We encourage our kids to go to school, and parents are devoted towards that effect. Yes, when you hear news of such kind, as I said earlier, it's a shock. But I don't think the community in general is worried about what other people will say about Ethiopians, because we don't have that history in the past. And we see this church as a church, and I think it's difficult to think that other community members will look at us differently.